And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa and Corey Sandin, all three co-hosts right here in the Mighty 1090 studio. Something must be something special.
Yeah,
it's
buddy.
Our 27th anniversary celebration here on Let's Talk Hookup. And guess what? You are the guest today. Because this is a celebration of 27 years on the air for Let's Talk Hookup. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the Flat Fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup
on the Mighty 1090. How cool is that, dude?
Wow, that's a blast from the past. In case you didn't recognize that, Marty Milner, who was with us for 11 years on Let's Talk Hookup for a lot of years, and certainly an icon to remember there, no doubt about it. Marty was a wonderful co-host and great friend for so many years, and we miss that guy for sure.
A great storyteller and a lot of fun, and so much fun to get to hang around and BS with. And you want to talk about a guy that has done so much, both fishing and non-fishing, you know, and all the stories. He was an awesome guy to get to learn the ropes from.
I remember being at the Fred Hall show and just watching people stare at him. you know, and just like he was, and that was made you realize what an icon the guy was. And all the police officers that came up to him and just said, you know, I'm a police officer because I watched your show. And
isn't that
Adam
cool?
Adam 12, yeah, pretty amazing.
The old Adam 12 days.
Yeah.
And to hear the show come back with that was so awesome.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, it's just iconic, yeah.
My,
sure.
Legendary.
My favorite for sure is a story that you've told many times was back in the old days, our old studio was across the street from Ohio Patrol Station, and during the Rock and Roll Marathon, like, that road was shut down. You know, we started the show back then at 6 o'clock. And, you know, when we went in, there was nothing going on. And when we came out after doing the show, they're like, oh, no, this road is closed. You guys aren't leaving until after the Rock and Roll Marathon. You'll be here for hours. And one of the CHP officers recognized Marty. And, oh, my God. And it was like this rad opportunity for him to drive a police escort with Marty Milner. And we all got to drive, you know, drive in line behind the lights and sirens. Yeah, so it was super cool.
What a cool story, right?
It shows you what he meant to the police officers of the world and stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of remembrances today. 27 years on the air. I can't believe we started in September of 1991. Oh,
wow. My gosh. So crazy.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary,
like,
man.
Wow. And it was a small station in Carlsbad, AM 1000, and started in the afternoon as something fun to do on the side. I was a sales manager at the radio station, and another radio station that was non-existent now. It's KKOS that isn't around anymore. And then it kind of morphed into a job, moved it over to the Mighty 690 back then. And then, of course, when Mighty 690 became Mighty 1090, we moved it over there.
Yeah.
But a lot – we're going to – Adam, you've put together, we're going to put Adam. Adam's our producer and our main man behind the scenes here. He does all our archiving. He does all our podcasts. He does everything on the app. It's all about Adam. And, Adam, we're very grateful for all you do. But you've lined up some pretty special things for us today, right?
Yeah, it's been a project I've been working on for the last several months with the launch of our brand-new app. Check that out. It's a nice little app, and you'll enjoy it. We're doing on some classic hookup. In the process, I was using some old mini discs, CDs, tapes, stuff that we don't use anymore, and found some blasts of the past. It's going all the way back to Rick Max's like first show as a guest host.
Wow!
Oh, no way!
We'll have that in a little bit. We got some interesting stories from people who are with us, people who are no longer with us. So we'll have some sound bites and some clips and some. We have some special guests called this morning, and I might jump in and say, "Hey, check this out."
Yeah, that's cool. Well, Adam, thanks for all your hard work and all your diligence there and putting together what's going to be a real fun anniversary show. But this show is about you guys. This is show is about our callers, which, you know, when Ricky first started to become the co-host, I told him, what did I tell you? The guests are the stars.
Oh, no doubt,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the guests we have and the callers are the stars. We're just the facilitators here. Corey and Rick and myself, we're just the guys that talk in between your comments and your our guests are always the star. We don't have a guest today, so you're the guest. You callers out there are the guests, so you're the stars today. So that's the idea of this show being an anniversary. We didn't want to have a guest. We just said, let's just free-for-all it. And you can ask anything. You can ask about old shows. You can ask Corey about MC swim baits, bass fishing. You can ask Ricky about tackle. You can ask me about whatever.
It's going to be a fun show.
It's a
man.
Wide open show. It's about fishing, of course, and it's about remembering, too, some great times that we've had over the last 27 years.
It's just been a really fun time and such a cool opportunity, and we want to do that. We want to share the experience and old stories and all the fun and maybe favorite memories you've had about Let's Talk Hookup and Fred Hall shows and all those good things, and it's been a great time. And, you know, you're right. You said that a long time ago that, you know, our job is not to be the one. It's just, you know, the callers and the guests are the, you know, are the car. We just kind of keep it pointed down the road a little bit, and that's it. You know, every show, I think it's very interesting. People ask me about it all the time, at least on my end. Pete's end is a lot different. You know, you've got a lot of show things to take care of and when this happens and when that happens. But people are always, you know, asking me about the prep that goes into the show. And outside of the logistics of, you know, who's, you know, whose spots air win and this and the other, there's very little done, and that's on purpose because there's no spontaneity. You know, I mean, the show's not, okay, we're going to talk about this reel and we're going to make sure that this gets covered and we're going to make sure that gets covered. That's not how it works, because there would be no spontaneity. I mean, Let's Talk Hookup is very real. It's buds, you know, all sitting together and talking about fishing, and that's the two guys behind the mic, and it's the guest behind the mic, and it's the, you know, everybody out there listening to the show. I mean, we're all like a group of buddies talking about fishing, and that's how the show goes that. You know, there is no agenda that happens for any show. It's just very natural, and it's all of us doing what we would be doing anyways, BSing about fishing.
Talking about fishing. Yeah. That's what we do every day, right, Corey? And of course, the addition of Corey into the show, it's been a great, great thing for us. Corey, you're our backbone here for our co-host, a third co-host, adding in, and kind of what's your thought in being a part of the show?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I just had a wow moment, honestly, just sitting here listening to you two go back and forth and talking about it, and I've listened to the show from the get-go and spent many a weekends working and listening to the radio show, and to hear your voices and to be sitting here, I just had a wow moment, just like, wow, I'm actually like,
cool.
Pete's brought me in, or Rick's brought me in, and here I am, part of the, you know,
you're part of the
called
team.
The third leg, but it, like you're saying, it's
yeah, not
part
not
of the team,
all.
Man.
I mean, you got to do field research, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But so somebody's got to fill in. Rick's got to do certain things, and
yeah.
And you know, it just happens. And I'm so thankful to be a part of it, really, and to be 27 years, Pete.
Yeah,
you know, like come on now.
It's a lot of years, yeah. And believe it or not, I played golf with Jim Sheehan in a Saquon tournament on Thursday, and we were reminiscing about all the years in radio we've been, because I was 27 years with Let's Talk Hookup, and then I was 11 years before that, so I've been in radio for almost 40 years. It's like, wait a minute.
Hey, how'd that happen?
How'd that happen? It's like, yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm very proud to say that we gained a trophy for that tournament. It's a really
nice.
Cool tournament. Last place.
Okay, congratulations.
I don't know how many. It was like a gigantic tournament, and they call it the trophy. I'll show it to you. Most honest foursome.
Oh, that's so great. That yeah, I mean, so, you didn't lie on your score. So, that's yeah. great.
And I gotta say, Jim Sheehan, who is our guy here at the Mighty 1090, that kind of keeps us rolling here. He's a really good golfer.
Right. Yeah.
He shoots in the 70s. I suck, and then the two people that we were playing with are really bad, even worse than me. So team together, poor Jim, it was tough. But, you know, we did gain that trophy. So we nice. Got that going for
so
us.
They have an El Zorillo Award,
yeah.
like the Rancho
yeah,
Llanero Tournament.
Yeah, the most honest player.
Most honest
Because, you know, as everybody knows, in tournaments they cheat anyway. So. Yeah. So anyway, so Jim, we're very grateful for Jim. Sheehan here, Mike Glickenhaus here, the general manager of the radio station, has been very good to us, and the Mighty 1090 has been very, very good to us over the years. It's not an easy – the radio business is not an easy game, and it gets tougher. I got to tell you, 30 years ago, the radio business was an easy game. It was kind of the only game in town.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
It was like the only live thing that was available. And as, you know, internet and social media and stuff, now there's so much competition involved, we had to stay up with the form. Thus, the apps, the Facebook, Instagram, all the social media and stuff like that, we've been able to keep mm-hmm. up with the times and prosper from that. It's actually increased our listenership and increased our exposure. But what was a lot easier 30 years ago is way more difficult today. Right.
But Pete, let me. You said one key word, and it was competition. And I live a life of competition.
Yeah.
Rick
yeah.
lives a
oh,
life
yeah.
in a tackle shop of oh, competition. Yeah. And really, when you shine as Fisherman's Landing Tackle or Let's Talk Hookup.
Or MC Swim Baits.
Or, yeah. Okay, so you add that level of competition. If you didn't have the competition, you wouldn't be driving as hard as
That's
you are,
true.
Probably. And you wouldn't be shining as bright as you are.
Right.
Because you're pushing that extra distance to make it good.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
great
so
outlook.
You have to keep rolling.
You do.
Yeah.
And you have to keep, not inventing, but you have to keep the ball rolling to
yes.
keep things moving. And you're keeping it beautiful. It is.
Thank you.
27
and,
years.
And radio never gets old. Radio
yeah,
never
it.
Goes out of fashion. Because now you can listen worldwide on the app. You can go anywhere with it. You miss a show, you can listen to
the app.
6 months ago.
The app's awesome. I love
the app
it.
Or on the internet, either way.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be that this technology, although it's it makes things more challenging, has actually made things better for the whole radio business. And that's what's cool. And we've got to have hats off to a station like the Mighty 1090. It's a 50,000 watt amazing signal that reaches all the way up and down the California coast. You know, a lot of times because we're based in San Diego, people say, oh, well, that's a San Diego station. No, it's not.
Yeah.
We are a Southern California radio station. And, you know, people still love to listen to the radio in their cars. They love to listen to the radio at their homes or on their boats or whatever. And that's radio's a great media. And I'm very, very proud to say that I've made my career in radio, and it's been a cool media. So.
And it's cool, Pete. I mean, to be able to fish all week or to be a part of the fishing community and listen to the show on the weekends, I mean, it's really a cool
thing. Yeah, yeah. And the fishing business, you know, and that's what the other thing that makes this show prosper is our sponsors.
Yeah.
You know, couldn't have done it without phenomenal sponsors over the years, and many, many of them have been with us for decades.
And I know that from listening. I mean, from the Shimano to the Ford, AFTCO, Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
Dana Landing.
I don't want to start listing them because there's a lot of great people, long range boats, local boats, the local landings, the LA landings. I mean, all of them have been just tremendous, and then outside people too,
that have been a part of the show,
and people that have prospered from targeting fishermen, whether they're in the fishing business or not. Poway Valley Collision's an example.
There it is,
like that. So
Ron and Mary,
so there's a lot to be grateful for 27 years, and like I say, you guys, I'm very grateful for you, Ricky, of course, and, of course, Marty for the years, and then, of course, Corey, our new addition here, and Adam. A lot to be grateful for, but, you know, what really keeps things rolling are those sponsors, because that's how we pay the bills.
Yeah.
You know, it's top-notch radio time when you're on a big station like the Mighty 1090. It doesn't come cheap. I can tell you that.
It just said simply.
So we need those great sponsors to support Let's Talk Hookup and keep us thriving for sure.
No doubt. Well, we're just going to have such a great time, a fun time today. It's all about you. We're going to have a great time talking story and talking fishing, and we're still going to have some great catch reports. We just got a lot of great information today, and more importantly, the star of the show is you. And if you want to be a part of today's show, we really want to hear from you. There's two ways, as always, that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and first is with our local line. That number is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be taking your questions, reminiscing, great stories, great fun, we have also got some great prizes at the end of the show today. We are going to have four lucky winners at the end of the show today, and each of those four winners celebrating 27 years of Let's Talk Hookup is going to win a $27 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop.
Wow,
yeah, come on down, maybe buy some MC swim baits and hang out and have yourself a little shopping spree.
Wow, so four $27 gift cards, thanks to you and Doug for that idea, number one, and putting that together, too, for us.
Oh, it couldn't be more of our pleasure.
What a great idea.
That's a really cool thing. I'd like to add something to it, though. Why don't I put in MC Swim Baits, a couple $50, I'll mail them out this week. They'll get them this week. Two $50 gift packs.
Wow.
How about that?
Okay, so
that's kind of cool. Just add to it.
Two of the $27 gift cards are going to also win a $50 gift
pack. We can do it that way. It's perfect. So four winners.
Four winners.
And two of those will be drawn for the $27 Fisherman's Landing and
cool,
the $50 MC Swim Bait pack.
Wow. So two of those and then two $27 gift cards. Thanks.
You got it. That's awesome.
Yeah. Of course, how long have you been around with MC? How long has MC Swim Bait?
I have done this for over 20 years.
And 20 years.
And I'm very, very thankful to have done what I've done. And it's cool. I love doing it. I love creating. I love doing things. I love pleasing people and putting a product out where they get the pleasure of fishing and personal best or, you know, calico fishing. You're a huge lean cod. I mean, come on. You know?
Those slugs.
My first MC swim baits that I ever bought, I believe, were at Seaforth. And I remember that Seaforth, I don't recall whether I'd gotten them at show or at the tackle store at Seaforth, but that was like the first time where it was clearly like, oh, man, this is this is the bomb right here. You know what I mean? These are what you want. This is the great looking color and shape, but last longer than, you know, than real soft plastic. And I think Seaforth was the first time I remember buying baits.
So that was, Rick. That was my very first shop.
Because you used to work there.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. So to give you a little history, it was actually before that, Pete.
Oh,
Where Leroy Shintaku at the tackle shop there, Leroy was like, hey, the deckhands are liking these things. Like, why don't we, like, put them in the shop? Like, wow, like, really? We can just put them in the shop?
And just like that?
Yeah, and so it all started at Seaforth Sport Fishing with Leroy, and it migrated to Fisherman's Landing and Luke at Angler's Choice, and then Dana Landing with John and Steve, and I think they were the second or third shop at Dana Landing. So it's really cool to have a locally grown, and now it's, of course, all through Southern California and L.A. And up into Central California. And
that was just, like, what was your first bait that you ever produced?
It was probably the, like, 3 and 4 or 5 inch swim baits, you know. And at the time, really, it was Worm King, and, I mean, that's going back, right? Some people just heard that one and, like, what?
Yeah.
And Barry with Fish Trap, and those were kind of the mainstays. Right. And I came in, and honestly, I didn't undercut. I came in at baseline price and let the quality speak for itself.
You know? And you are always a gentleman about competition, and everything about you was just
the entry into
the market. You did the right way. Do you still make that same swim bait in the same mold that you poured 20 years ago?
Not the same molds, but
same design.
The same basic design, yeah. Wow. But you look at what I make now, there's probably 30 different unique individual size and shapes.
I can just imagine, like, when Corey must go home and put the mad scientist hat on, because, like, there's always like little tweaks and little changes, and check this out, I made this way, and I did this one skinny, and I love how this one swims for this condition, but I wanted something that did this, so I came out with this one. And I mean, all the stuff, everybody knows MC swim baits for your paddle tail swim baits, but then Viejos and your drop shot baits and your slugs and your weedless. And
Viejo's awesome.
Changed the game.
Here's a good one.
How we fish.
Here's a good one for you, Rick, is you are the one, Rick, responsible about 12, 14 years ago, you were throwing a little tiny 2.5 inch swim bait that didn't swim for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at you throw that at the tank at the Fred Hall show, and I'm like, that just doesn't look right.
Yeah.
And within a month, I had something that was the same shape and the same thing, but had a nicer tail for a darter head for Barrett fishing.
That was such a game changer for us. So the bait that we used to use, they were so small that you'd have to probably one out of every four you would get the tail to kick. Well, and like the plastic was so soft and so skinny to do it, we were having to take our lead heads, and we liked fishing 1/8 of an ounce. So you would buy 1/4 of an ounce lead head, and then with your dikes, you'd have to cut like the lead barb, you know, that holds the plastic onto the hook. You'd have to cut that away so there was just hook, because that would keep the bait from splitting in half.
And
you super glued the whole thing into place. And even still, only 1 out of 3 of them actually swam. And then Corey came out with that little 2.5 inch skinny swim bait, and it was just, oh my God, we don't have to do anything. It was that helped our fishing. I can't even begin to tell you.
When you go into Fisherman's and you look at the very top shelf up against the aquarium, you can go give Rick a pat on the back.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packing up. Well, there's only one line open, and that is 877-792-1090. Open right now. That line just filled up. So just keep on trying. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Open right now. And
let's talk today. Let's talk hookup.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your great phone calls and more great information.
Thirty-eight years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, very grateful to Shimano for all the many, many years of sponsorship here on Let's Talk Hookup. And they are the best. And we're very proud to represent the best and the best reel on the market for fishing calico bass. What is it, Corey?
I'm going to have to say the Tranks.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to the 200 Tranks.
Oh, boy. Coming soon.
I can't wait.
But that 300, 400, and even the 500 for throwing surface iron, it's changed the way people use surface iron, right?
That variable braking system, you know, allowing somebody to cast straight Power Pro Spectra and not worry about backlash, effortless casting, effortless distance, but still maintaining torque and power and drag out of a small little reel.
A torque with a cranking power, Rick.
I love it.
You can yoke one of those big calicos, you can turn the handle and get them out of the weeds and to the boat. You match that with a Terramar rod from Shimano, nothing beats it. Tranks Terramar combo at your local Shimano dealer.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
It's a great way to have all you.
What's the difference?
Cook up, cook up. Let's talk cook up.
Pete Gray and Marty Milner.
Let's talk hookup.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
How cool is that,
Adam,
dude?
That's awesome. Yeah, can we keep cool. that around?
Is that taking you back?
That was way back when our old friend Billy Bones did that, and that guy was, he still is, very, very talented guy, and wow, that brings back some amazing
right?
memories there. Thanks, Adam, for that. Adam put that together.
That's awesome, dude.
How about that, huh?
That started playing, and that everybody's looking around like that. It was,
what?
Yeah.
We're having a conversation like, wait a minute. That was cool. Good job, Adam. So that's part of the 27th anniversary history we're talking about today. We can talk about fishing. We can talk about Let's Talk Hookup. And some great prizes today, right, Corey and Rick?
Some good times, Rick.
Yeah.
I mean, 27... Four different winners are going to have a $27 gift card to Fisherman's Landing. Thanks, Rick and Doug. And I'm going to throw in a $50 pack of MC Swim Baits with two of those. So four lucky winners.
Wow.
Awesome.
Pretty awesome. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
Pete, let's talk to Gus in Burbank. Our old friend Gus in Burbank. Thanks for joining us, Gus.
How is that for taking you back,
Gus?
You remember that? Remember that one, Gus?
How about that one?
Man, was amazing.
You know, Adam told me this morning, he goes, just in case Gus calls, I found this in the archives.
That's right.
That was, in case you didn't know, that was Marty Milner bringing in our old friend Gus in Burbank.
What's up, old friend?
Boy, I really miss Marty, don't you?
Yes, indeed, we do,
all
for
the time.
Sure.
And in fact, that's one of my most fond experiences as a caller and sometimes a winner, the prize you were giving away was a was to join you and Marty and Rick on a six pack charter out of Newport.
Was that on? Was it the Limitless or the? Do you remember the name of the boat?
Yes, I do, and I remember the skipper too because he had such a great name for a skipper. The name of the boat was Doctor's Orders.
Oh, sure.
Skip, and the skipper's name was Skip Riggers.
Yes, cool. Skip Riggers. Yes, Doctor's Orders. I remember Skip. Yeah, that was cool. Gus, did we catch anything?
We slayed him. Even I slayed him that day.
Even Gus?
That's cool, Gus.
Even I slayed him that day. And I was, you know, silly me brought some tackle on that boat, and you know that boat you didn't need to bring tackle, and I think I brought a couple of Newell reels, and in those days Newell was, you know, a very respected name, but it wasn't like, you know, Penn International or Shimano, and I remember taking a lot of heat just showing up with that stuff.
Yeah, well, Gus, great memories, and you've been a big part of the show with your French horn and your attitude and your great hanging out with you, and it's always fun fishing with you and having you to be a part of the show for many, many years, Gus, and we're looking forward to many more with you.
Well, that will be my pleasure, and my, you know, the runner-up to that event was fishing at Whaler's Cove this year was just one of the most fun experiences ever.
Yeah, and it was a pleasure having you, and let's do it again, okay?
Doing it next year.
All right, very good.
Already signed up, Gus?
Hey, huh?
Already signed up for next year?
Boat.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, money's in the bank.
Except this year he's got to fish with Lolly.
All right.
Yeah, so the new challenges for you.
Well, no, that'll be great. That'll be great fun, I know.
I know it will.
I think
be.
The challenge is just you're going to have to bring extra Gus's famous smoked salmon.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah. All right, Gus, thanks a lot for the memories and appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now.
All right, well, why don't we continue on with the phones and continue on with the fun. And we got a little extra bonus. Talk to our great friend. You know, speaking of all the things that makes Let's Talk Hookup great, it's the guests, it's the callers. It's the other thing is the very dedicated guys that spend a lot of time putting our catch reports together. That's
absolutely
always something we hear about at the shows. I hear about at the shop all the time how that's people's favorite thing. And I love hearing from the boats, and I love hearing the wrap-up. And, you know, one of the ones we hear about so much who's so charismatic and great on the show is our great friend Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing. I mean, think about what Woolley's gig is. Every morning, every day, driving the boat, doing the thing, and always takes time to be fun and entertaining and give us the whole rundown. He's always so good about not only what's biting, but how to catch them and, you know, little tips. Hey, if you guys are coming, you should bring this. And Woolley's definitely a part of the show for sure. And Woolley just sent us a text wanting to sweeten up the pot a little bit even farther. We're going to be giving away 2 3-quarter-day passes and 2 half-day passes to Dana War Sport Fishing. And, boy, we sure appreciate that, Woolley, and then everybody from
so
the Hanson
that
family.
So let's add those into the $27
right.
ones without the MC Swim.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
What a great call.
So two three-quarter-day trips from Dana War Sport Fishing plus a $27 gift card to Fisherman's Landing.
Ah, great call.
2 half-day
trips
to Dana War Sport Fishing and a $27 gift card. $50 gift package to MC Swim Baits that Corey's going to send out, and a $27 gift card for 2 more.
How
so
cool is that?
4 big winners here on our anniversary.
How's that for Annie and I?
It's our anniversary, but they get the gifts, right?
Right?
But they deserve them because they're an important part of the show.
Well, we sure appreciate Dana Wharf, too, for all the years.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Want to talk about another great spot and a great company to get to, you know, get to represent and talk about, and a great family, and, you know, they're so good for the community up there in Dana Point, and nobody does kids fishing and just, you know, friendly, cool atmosphere and great boats like Dana Wharf.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, one big announcement I need to make to our listeners out there, those of you that are private boaters that enjoy fishing the Coronado Islands. As you know, Coronado Islands is now considered by Mexico to be a biosphere reserve.
Right.
And it's been a while already that the full day trips and the three quarter day trips that are fishing the Coronado Islands are, everybody that goes has to purchase a bracelet to go on those trips. Well, now guess what? You're a private boater, you have to purchase the bracelet. You had to purchase the bracelet before, but there was no mechanism to get them. Now there's a mechanism. You can buy them $4 per person at Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, C4 Sport Fishing. You can purchase them at the landings for $4 per person. What I would do is if you're a regular fisherman at Point Loma, at the Coronado ones, just buy 10 of them or something.
Because you can pre-purchase them.
You can pre-purchase.
They're not deemed used until they're pinned on your wrist.
So you put them on the wrist. But when you go to the islands, you do need to have that on your wrist. So they're now available at the landings. And thanks to Ken at Sport Fishing Association of California for making that happen and working with the landings to make that happen. The landings are helping out private boaters.
Right.
So thank them for
that. I was going to say, I want to make that clear, too. Like, this is something that is not a profit big giant thing for them.
$4.
It is just something that they're doing to kind of help the overall community. I mean, it's almost the opposite. You know, these are sport fishing landings that, you know, would maybe benefit by there not being as many people there. But, you know, this is community and we're all fishermen and we all help each other out. And so the landings are the ones that have the access to get the bracelets. That is a rule that on your private boat you're supposed to have it. So, yeah, that's a great call, Pete. Like I said, those guys are doing it to quote-unquote hook us up more than anything else.
So to fish the Coronado Islands now, let's review. You have to have the bracelet.
Correct.
You have to have a Mexican fishing license for everybody on the boat, no matter what their age. You need to have a temporary importation permit for your boat, and you need to have an FMM, a visa, for everybody on the boat.
And that's pretty simple, given the fact that we're going into a foreign country, and thanks to the
And a passport, don't forget that.
That's true, too. But going into a foreign country, the Mexican government, we give them thanks for allowing us, really.
Yes.
We're a guest in their country, you know.
It's getting more and more complicated, but what's the alternative? Not being able to fish there? Are you kidding me?
I'd be
glad to pay at any time.
I say the same thing. I'll jump through whatever hoop and I'll pay whatever I got to pay within reason, because it's a rad opportunity that's close to home to get to have extremely consistent fishing. And talk about this year at the Coronado Islands. Oh my gosh. I mean, right now, the big giant bluefin that we talk about at San Clemente, the great yellowfin and Dorado and yellowtail fishing that's happening offshore, it sometimes overshadows how good the fishing at the Coronado Islands have been this year. Consistent yellowtail fishing. Honestly, consistent bluefin fishing, too. We almost don't talk about how good your opportunity is to catch a bluefin tuna on the anchor at the Coronado Islands right now.
Yeah, pretty amazing, for
sure. It's great.
No doubt about it. Well, let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we start this one off with Lou, who's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Good morning, Lou, longtime caller to the show. Hi, Lou.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, this is number 23. I can't believe it, but, boy, it's gone by quick, huh, Rick and Pete? And Corey, I know you've been around for quite a while, and when you talk about your broadcasting area, I can pick you up down in Bay of LA every Saturday and Sunday for the first hour, and after the first hour I hear religious music, then I go fishing.
Very good.
But we do pick you up down there, and you know, talking about the bracelets, it's the bracelets down in the Bay of LA and all on that side of the Cortez, that's been in for a few years now. You know, they Conapec comes over and make sure you have the bracelet, make sure you have your license, and it's only a few bucks. You say it's four on this side, it's five on that side. So we buy five of them, 10 of them, 15 of them at a time, so we don't have to worry about waiting in line at the little government office.
That's but, the way to do it.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. I mean, this has really been fun. You guys have been great. You guys have been great to all your listeners. The prizes you've given out over the 27 years was added up to about $1 million, and it's worth every penny.
Wow, we're thankful for our sponsors that make that happen, for sure.
Yeah, so we'll keep listening, and then we'll see you at the shows like we normally do, and we'll have happy times.
All right.
Wait, Lou.
Thanks, appreciate that, Lou.
Ricky.
Yeah, buddy.
Ricky, bring your rubber bands.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Lou. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, don't know what that is. Thanks a lot for
the call, Lou.
Benny Florentino, a guy that's been a part of the show for many, many years. Good morning, Benny. Got you, Benny.
There he is. What's up, Benny?
I hit the wrong
guy. Hello.
Hey, Benny.
What's up, Ben?
Good morning, Benny.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy anniversary.
That's
thanks,
so cool.
Benny. I'm trying to remember when the first time you were on Let's Talk Hookup. It's more than 20 years ago. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, I'm actually listening to you guys on my boat on my way to the front side of Catalina, and I heard it was your anniversary, so I thought I'd call in and throw my hat in the ring and say, if you want to do a half-off fishing trip with me, a half-day, full day, whatever you want to do, please, please do so. Just to congratulate you guys on another fantastic year and also helping me out by having me on the show. It's been a great honor to be part of it and what you guys do in the industry. So thanks, guys. Congratulations. But, you know, just to let everybody know, fishing, you know, I know everybody's out there going fishing that tuna and all that, but under the radar, the bass fishing's been tremendous, along with yellowtail fishing, as you heard from Tommy P and Wayne. I mean, locally on the beach, we're bird school fishing right outside of Huntington Beach, chasing yellows, and then going in and getting, you know, 60, 70 bass on the artificial. So I'm staying true to the bass thing. And heading over to Catalina with Mike and son Jack and we're going to go try to catch some yellows and catch a few bass. So I just want to take the time to want to see some good time.
Well, that's
awesome.
That's nice, Benny. And breaking up a little bit. Sounds a little breezy.
Yeah, a little breezy
yeah.
today.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll let you guys know.
All right. Thanks for that, Benny. So a half-off trip to go fishing with Captain Benny Florentino on a half-day trip. Is that right, Benny?
Right to that.
That's great,
all right,
buddy.
Very
thank
good.
You,
we'll
Benny.
We'll add that as a fifth prize there for our listening audience. And, again, our anniversary, you get the prize.
That's right, buddy.
Thanks, Benny. Thanks for being a part of it. Thanks. You know, Benny is the number one, in my eyes, and I'm sure with Shimano, too, number one pro staffer for Shimano. I mean, he is like the dude that everybody from Shimano gives the test stuff to test out. And he's been a Shimano pro staffer and test guy for years and years. And I know Shimano values his opinion and what he does for Shimano. And then we do, too. You know, we're very grateful to have him be a part of the show for so many
but
years.
But it's a cool thing to be a client of Benny's and to be able to fish with him and see the real, I bet you can go out with him right now and see the Tranks 200.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I bet you could.
We don't have them, but he's got them. Yeah.
No doubt.
No doubt about that. And he's also a Maui Jim Pro staffer, too, I know is a big part of it.
Olakai?
Olakai, yeah, he's got them all.
People talk about that all the time. Like, I want to be on the pro staff. How do I be in the pro staff? You become Benny. I mean, a guy who is a gentleman to everybody and extremely good at what he does. But Benny is also a true representative of the product. Like, not only is he a guy that is, you know, he's a better fisherman than you and I, but also is the guy that's there at 5 o'clock in the morning setting up booths at the Fred Hall show. And then at 9 o'clock at night, he's tearing them down. And then the very next morning, he's back for another 15-hour day on a skiff taking people fishing. I mean, he's a true, you know, a true ombudsman of a company. Yeah. You know, I mean, is the best yeah. representative of a guy that I know of.
How many people, Corey, do you come up to you and go, hey, how do I get on your pro staff?
You think?
It's like, you know,
right?
it isn't that easy, and yeah. it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort. Nothing comes for free.
So that's true.
And really simultaneous with the phone coming out of the pocket. Look at all these big fish I catch. You, yeah, should, right. you should give me free stuff.
Yeah. Right. And I remember Benny being on the show here just recently, yep. and actually it was the first show I was on, right?
As a
host.
Right. Yeah.
You announced
your first
it.
Co-host.
Right. And so Benny talked about that and talked about just being true to your product and let it happen. Don't try to force it and don't right. try to push the issue. I remember him talking about it.
Yeah. And it's not about how many big fish you catch or how many fish you catch. It's about what you do
who you
as
are.
A person
yeah.
Yeah.
to represent that product.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. Benny, you're a great man. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That's cool, huh?
Right.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk. And let's talk to Arnie, another part of our show at our live broadcast, our official remote broadcast photographer. Arnie from Vista's online. What's up, Arnie?
And a very happy anniversary to your show, Pete. I've been listening to you guys for quite a long time. I kind of stumbled upon you on a weekend, oh, God, probably early 90s. And I've been following you all ever since, from 690, back with Marty, and God bless him, we miss him. Such a nice man. Met him at the Tackle Days and some of the shows, and he's a really cool guy, and he's very much missed. I really want to thank everything. Thank you for the opportunity to let me be part of you guys' show.
Wow. Thank you, Arnie, for all your great help. And God, he's now even chauffeuring the cowboy to the events, too. So, Arnie,
hey, I'm glad to do it, man.
And you're hosting the two-day Liberty trip that's coming up here next week. So that's going to be a great trip.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so looking forward to this, Pete, you know. And I want to give a big shout-out today. A lot of you people out there in the fishing industry know my old brother, Ernie. He's Eisenline rep. I know Ricky knows him really well.
Yeah.
It's Ernie's birthday today, so happy birthday to my brother. I know he's probably not listening to the show because he's guiding up at Mammoth.
I was going to say, he's probably on Crowley catching a bunch of fish right now is what he's doing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's really responsible really why I got into saltwater fishing. We used to do six-packs on the Limitless. You mentioned Tom Paterno's boat earlier, and yeah, that's kind of how we kind of got started. And then I wound up on the Searcher. He got me hooked up on the Searcher. And then we fished together with Art and those guys, Kenny, bunch of great guys. He fishes the Red Rooster, the American Angler. And, of course, he guides on or he hosts some trips for Iser. But very happy birthday to you, Ernie.
All right, Arnie. And thanks for all your help. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, more phone calls, more catch reports, and more great times. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star. sportfishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, 27th anniversary of Let's Talk Hookup. Adam, come on. Let's have something else.
Hey,
I know
you've got some great stuff here, man.
And Adam's been putting a lot of work together. What do you have for us now, Adam?
Okay, let's take a look at what we have here. Let's go back to one of Rick's first shows when he was filling in for you, Pete, when you're on a trip with Marty back in, this is back in January 2001.
So before you take that cut, I got to explain. So Marty, we love Marty for all that, all the famous stuff and acting that he did 60 years in Hollywood, numerous
TV, major movies, major TV shows.
He was petrified.
He totally was.
He did a live show by himself. And that's how, it's hard to believe that it was true. And he was the first one to admit it. And so that's how it all came down.
Yeah.
Ricky was answering the phones. It's like, Ricky, do you think you could co-host with Marty? And he's like, yeah, I'll try. And that's how it all came down. So
I remember answering the phones way back in the day, and Marty would just say, like, look, you know, the routine is you'd answer the phone, very polite, you know, what's your name, where are you calling from, let me get your address, in case you win the prize, I'll send it to you. And I remember Marty, the first time you were gone, but before I was helping him coast, he was, look, I don't care anything. I don't care if we get their phone number. I don't care at all. Just get them on the screen so that if I run out of things, I can just start going through phone calls as fast as I can. I don't care what you do. Pete's not here. You can break the rules. Just get me those phone calls as fast as you can because I want to make sure to have plenty in reserve.
Yeah, and here's kind of the explanation of that. Marty enjoyed fishing, but he didn't know a lot about fishing. And he was such a perfectionist about everything. He didn't like the BS.
You wanted to have the knowledge.
I mean, we're all good at BS, right? We can totally, you know, it's like you want to talk about going deep water swordfish fishing. Oh, we can talk.
Yeah,
about
no problem.
I know nothing about it, but you know, by golly, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
Right? But Marty wasn't like that. It had to be the straight story.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Next caller.
Yeah, next caller. Yeah. So, Adam, without further ado.
All right, well, let's jump back into it and talk to Tom in Temecula. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Hey, morning. Tom.
Hi, Doug. I got a question on rod guides.
Okay.
I was going through some of my stuff, which I have a ton of, and I said, wow, those look kind of a little bit corroded and stuff, and I started looking at them, and they got little grooves in them, and I said, well, that's not good. But then I started looking at pretty much everything, and I found one other rod there, and you really had to look at the thing with a magnifying glass to see some of the finish there that had been worn away.
Yeah.
Is there a real good way or a, you know, surefire way of telling when you need to replace your guides other than looking at a microscope?
Yeah. Well, for most people, the first indication is their line starts fraying with these really minute little frays coming off of the line. And that's your first indication usually. But if you want to check your guides, there's two ways that I know of that work well. Take a Q-tip swab and just gently run it around in a circle inside the ring of the guide, and it'll catch. If there's any kind of a little hairline fracture or a groove or whatever, it'll catch on the inside of that. You can also do the same thing with ladies' pantyhose. Just take a little piece of the material and just gently run around inside there, and if it catches, then you've got a problem and you need to replace the guide. And we actually found one recently in the shop where a little drip of finish had run down. I mean, you could barely see it. It was, you know, paper thin, run down into the inside of the guide, and over time it had kind of worked loose, and it was a little sharp edge on it, and this guy was getting his line frayed, and we couldn't find anything, but there was... you know, we ran the Q-tip in there, and sure enough, it snagged. You couldn't see anything. took a little pocket knife and kind of started scraping around to see if we could feel anything, and this little piece of finish flaked off. We ran the line out 6 or 8 times, nothing. So, you know, that was how we found that particular problem. And, you know, it wouldn't be a good idea to do it on all your rods. Just, you know, maybe start the season just to make sure you don't have a problem.
What a good hint.
Absolutely.
You are the hints from hell of a Very good idea.
Absolutely.
Did you have something to add to that, Rick?
Just that it's a great idea.
Yeah, have you ever heard that before, running the Q-tip around?
Well, I do know the situation, I mean, where we found the rod finish inside of guys, because you don't notice when it's right, and like it says, the absolute most minute piece can get in there.
How about that, Tom? Does that answer it for you?
Yeah, I have one other question.
Fire away.
Doug, with Spectra and that sort of thing, does that affect the life of the guides nowadays? I know it's different than mono.
You know, at first everybody thought, oh, God, you're going to have SIC guides and roller guides, and it's really going to be a disaster because the stuff is so thin and it's so razor sharp, but it seems to me that the opinion now, and we don't see any problem from that, is that, you know, it probably doesn't affect your guides. Most people using Spectra originally were using on the real heavy applications, so they had roller guides. It was for the large tuna and that. Now, as you know, people are starting to use Spectra on their everyday fishing reels so that they can either extend their line or allow them to put on a shorter amount of line each time they have to fill the reel. But In my opinion, it doesn't seem to have an effect on the guides, and you know, you like I say, you want to keep track of your guides just to make sure that they're in good shape. But I don't think the Spectra affects it.
Okay.
Tom, thanks for joining us this morning.
Awesome.
That was so cool, dude. That was so cool.
Adam, thank you for that. Adam went through hours and hours of shows to put this together. So just so you know, but one of the great comments that Marty used to always say, fire away.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah,
I remember that. You know, like when he said
fire
that,
away.
I was like, oh, my gosh, fire away. Here. He used to always say that. So that was cool. Great memory there, Adam. Thank you for that.
That brought, you know, memories back for me, too, obviously, with the show. But, I mean, the show is, you know, Let's Talk Hookup. That's how I met Doug. Yeah. You know, I mean, I you know, he was the guest. And it's just crazy hearing that. I mean, that question could be today and exactly the same. And, you know, I mean,
same
I
answer.
Instantly you know, started thinking about how, you know, what a great guy Doug has been. And, you know, just like yourself, Pete, I mean, I've been very fortunate to have the two best, you know, bosses and, you know, and mentors in this fishing business. You know, I got very, very lucky that the two people that I got to link up with were you and Doug. And, you know, I mean, you flash forward 20 years and 25 years now. I mean, that's going to be my career for the rest of my life is working with Doug and working with you. And, you know, it all started for me, like Corey was saying, I used to listen to the show with Dad. Dad and I would get up every Saturday and Sunday morning and we'd listen to the radio show in the living room. And that was a big deal. And we never, ever, ever missed it. And used to call the show all the time and then started working with you.
And then the Codfather, your dad, used to drive you when you were 14 years old before you had a driver's license every Saturday and Sunday at 5:30 in the morning, would drive you into the studio and be there. So that was for like 2 years.
You
want to did that.
Talk about
for
that?
3 years.
Yeah, you want to talk about that poor guy? Worked, you know, super hard every day of his life.
Yeah,
you know,
all week
in construction, taking care of Mom, Carly, and myself. And then on the weekends, when it should be his time to relax, would get up an extra hour early so that he could get his, you know, 13-year-old kid and 14-year-old kid into the shower and ready. And I mean, we loved every bit of it. I don't want to make it sound like a chore. It was amazing
still,
for both of us.
It just amazed me he's
the best ever.
He's a great dad.
Yeah,
yeah
no
he's
doubt.
Like the best dad ever, for sure.
Definitely a high five for your dad.
Yeah, no doubt. The Codfather.
The man.
The way he got that is, of course, Rock Cod Rick. Codfather, right? And what year was that, Adam? Did you pick out a year on that?
That was in January 2001.
Wow. Okay. Nice. So,
and at the time you were coming on the air at 6 a.m.?
That was that on 690?
That was on 96.90.
That was on 96.90. Yeah.
The Extra Sport 690 at the time.
Extra Sport 690 at that time, yeah. Which
I know. So cool.
When did we move to 1090?
The old station ended in early 2000, mid-2003. We launched here at Mighty 1090 in 2004.
2004, okay.
March 2004.
All right, so it's been, 14 years then. So.
Wow. Cool.
All right, very good. Well, fun stuff there for sure, and we have a lot more fun stuff coming up, right?
You got it, man. Have tons more. More of your phone calls, more great clips like that. We got catch reports, and we got more from you. You stay tuned. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some High Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales Event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV. The absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting Van Wormer Resorts. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some High Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales Event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV. The absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.